Okay.
Today's subject, we're doing top girl groups from the 90s. Yeah, from the 90s. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Had a brief intermission with the Queen of the Hill. Mr. Riddle, you good? Mr. Riddle, like him. And it's Friday night, it's latest night right here at Churchill Smoke Shop. Man, don't forget, man, come see us sometime.
There
Now,
we
like I said, you might leave by yourself, man, come by yourself, but leave as a friend. You know what I'm saying?
you
I
go.
messed that up. But as always, I got my right hand man, my partner in crime, Mr. Pete Powell to the third power, Mr. Preston Powell the third.
What's going on, Chad? It's always good to be back with the good brothers on a good Friday here, going into Easter weekend. Hope everybody enjoying it. We out here on the hill having a good smoked cigar of the week. AJ Fernandez, last call. If you're not familiar with this cigar, take a look at this video. Well, this was the VIP cigar. So, if you're a VIP member, you got this free this week. Did you pick yours up, Chad?
Not yet.
Yeah. Now, usually we give away on Wednesdays, usually during the week. I always make sure, because I know Chad be busy. I hold him one up.
You got class.
Remind me to take care of you when we get off.
Sounds good, my brother.
Yeah, but this is a good smoke. I'm actually going to smoke it today. It's a very good smoke. Now, if you ever visit, one of the things we can do, we can set up cigar trips and stuff like that. If you ever visit AJ Fernandez factory, they give you a couple of these always as something to sample some of their mixes and what they do with their cigars. Very good smoke. This is the Habano. They carried also a Maduro. And we're gonna crank this one up for the day. But Chad, we had a little bit of eventful week. How your bracket make it out? Did it make any kind of comeback?
Man, making then they break it dad the first day.
Well, we sat in here last night and watched Alabama beat North Carolina, which I told them, you playing Alabama game running up and down the floor like that.
Yeah, I
Alabama
missed
don't
it.
do nobody yank up three, so they knocked out North Carolina. That hurt a lot of people. But
I know it did.
I had Bama going a good little way, so
I did too.
that didn't hurt me too bad. But as this time of the year is always great. This is one of the first years that I was looking. I'm this week, the second weekend. The first weekend of the men's tournament is always just a banger because you're gonna have those upsets or last second shots.
Right.
The second weekend this year, for some reason, I'm looking so much further to the girls' games.
Me
I
too.
mean,
I
just
agree with
South Carolina barely won
that.
today, which shocked me. We got the LSU Tigers playing tomorrow, and that you got UConn Paige Bueckers playing tonight, and with Caitlin Clark playing tomorrow. This is gonna be very entertaining. They got recognizable names. That's that's a discussion for another day because we'll talk about why the women's game they're more recognized now than the men's game, but we'll get into that. The other little thing I want to hop on real quick and get your take on, man, what's going on with P. Diddy, man?
Man, P. Diddy. Look, the way P. Diddy look, you might as well free R. Kelly. Like,
Right.
you got Homeland Security on your ass? He got sex tapes that said, take that, take that, take that. Like, I can't make this up. It's on print media. You know what I'm saying? All his homes got raided. They showed a picture of him. I think it was in Antigua where he went to on a private plane. Like
Damn.
he ain't been, like he ain't been sleeping about 5 months. Like he needs some ashwagandha. You hear me? He done
Tough on
signed
him,
out anything. He done signed all his stuff in his to his kids' names,
man.
and folks snitching on him.
So yeah,
Say,
he had to know
oh,
they were coming.
you know what? I think he took it for granted because he felt like he was untouchable.
There's
But the
a video out there with Luke. He kind of break it down. He said when you let people put you somewhere, they can always take you from somewhere instead
right,
of
and
getting
because
it
you
on your
accept
own.
it,
Exactly. And
exactly.
you forget you, and you get into the habit thinking you them and trying to behave like they do, and that just don't work. That just don't work because it just start tumbling now. It just mud's coming out the woodworks, and it's just P.
But
Diddy
it's
was out here like Epstein, wasn't he?
mad. That's what I'm talking about. And see, his name has come up multiple times on some of these people's, radar lists, like with Epstein and stuff like that. And then one of his own people is finna take a deal. She finna tell everything. Her name is Ethiopia or something.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
She's like the president of Motown or something like that, or one of those
Oh
companies.
yeah. Oh man, that's just rough, man. it's rough. But you know, we gonna see how it pan out because you're gonna hear a lot more about it. That's just a whew. But you know, listen, you know for a fact, when the feds raid your house, or they raid what, the three different houses at the same time, they don't go in unless they got something. They already got something before they go in. So he's gonna be charged with something.
Oh
There ain't no doubt about it. He's gonna get charged with something.
yeah. And one of them boys in prison finna say, P. Diddy bend over, take that, take that, take that.
But why do they keep tapes? I don't understand that.
I don't know even.
You know, it's like they like murderers. You know how some murderers like to hold on. It's just a psychological thing to, you know. I get, you know, film yourself. You want to see your work. I get that. I get that. But if you somebody that nature, that status, I don't want no record. God damn, look, think about it, Chad. Think about shit we did in college and stuff like that. You don't want no record of that. Yeah, the record is up here.
Right.
You
If
keep
you
it up
believe me,
here.
you believe me. Half the time, I ain't gonna say it another way because
Yeah.
folks ain't gonna believe me. So,
Half the stuff people do in real life is you wouldn't believe it until you unless you was there. So it's
right.
just yeah, I keep it all record up here. I don't leave nothing, no evidence like that behind.
Right.
With that being said, Chad, we said we're gonna do a top five list. So this week we're gonna do top five R&B
Good.
female groups of the 90s.
This would be pretty
All
interesting.
right, so before we get into like ranking them, who is your number one female group in the 90s?
Damn. Number one female group of the 90s.
For you, because it's all subjective.
Of course, it's subjective.
Yeah.
For me, I'll have to say SWV.
See, I got them in my top five. To me, I look at sex appeal, how long you held down the decade, you know what I mean? How many hits you had coming out behind each other, and your presence over in the overall market. Like, did you dominate the market during your hot heyday? And for me, the number one group of the 90s is En Vogue.
You know what? I can take that. I can take
It
that.
just they were just they were cranking out hit after hit after hit, and they were
Yeah.
just those girls, you
Yeah, I
know.
agree with that. SWV En Vogue was one of the groups that crossed over.
Yeah, that's true too. That's
They
true
had a
too.
bunch of hits that crossed over. For me, SWV was somebody I listened to a whole lot. So, you know, because if you do that, and if I had to say a number two, it would have to be Destiny's Child.
See, I would tell you, funny you say that. Because, see, I didn't have Destiny's Child in my top five.
Well, I said that only because of other parameters you see here.
Right.
Now, personally,
But, see, they only had
my
that one album, though.
They had two.
Well, they had two, but, you know.
You can't count them because they changed members then.
Yeah. But, see, here's my thing. Speaking of Destiny's Child. So, I have, like, in my mind, you have En Vogue. Then you have. And I, you know, we thinking back on it, I had TLC too.
Okay.
Because they
Okay.
dominated during that little period of time.
They
And see,
did.
and I had SWV 3. And then the third one I had who did I have? Escape.
Yeah, I can see
Escape.
that.
And then the last I had somebody that most I had Jade. I
I mean, no, nah, because they
love
actually
Jade,
did,
man.
they did pretty good. I like Jay, but I like Brownstone.
Here's a kicker. I like Jade as a group, but that Brownstone song is better than anything Jade ever sung.
I ain't gonna say that now. I ain't
No,
gonna say that.
to me, that the one because Brownstone only had like one real big hit, and that song that was what was that? I can't remember the name. What? Don't Walk Away. Don't Walk Away was
That was Jay.
that was Jade. I'm talking about the Brownstone hit. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was trying to look see if I can find it. What was that hit? What was the song? When I say it, you go. It should have just popped right in my head. I can't remember the name of the song.
Well, I don't know what song you're talking about.
They only had one big hit.
My Brownstone. Oh, you talking about If You Love Me, Say It.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that song right there to me was better than anything Jay did. Even though Jay had about three hits, Jay was rolling. And then, Changing Faces had like two songs I like.
Yeah.
Cut Close. Which
Yeah.
one of them? Which one of them was connected to R. Kelly? Was it Cut Close or Change? Cut Close
Peace with changing
yeah.
faces.
Changing Faces was R. Kelly. Yeah. Hey,
Yeah.
the 90s was that area for those girl groups. So you had a ton of
And then you also had a group called Pure Soul that a lot of people don't even remember. But of course you had a lot of one hit wonders too.
You had a lot of them. I didn't
Yeah.
realize Black sold as many albums as they did. Because
Oh man.
I think Eric mentioned them last time. He said Black, and I say like, Black kind of they kind
They
of came
crossed over
late.
too.
They kind
They
of you know
crossed
they
over.
kind of late. But then I that night I went and looked it up. I'm like Black, because I remember that one hit they had, what is 808, something like
They
that.
had two.
Well, I mean the 808 one that was in my head. So when Eric said that last week, I said, let me see Black. And I'm like, God damn, they sold a lot of albums. And I was
Yeah,
like,
out those two singles, because on the other
yeah.
one was Baby, Bring It Home to Me or something like that. That song,
Yeah.
the second single, the one crossed over.
Now is that's the group that your girl did, didn't it? Left Eye,
Lisa
right?
Lopez,
Yeah. Basically, what do you think? Aaliyah died in the plane crash. How did Left Eye
car
die?
crash,
Car
car
crash.
crash.
Overseas too, right? They both were out of the country. Yeah.
And the lady that rapped in Black, she died too.
Well, how'd she die? How'd she die?
No, I don't remember.
Man, she was like Lisa Love. She was her like clone, wasn't she?
Yep.
In the group wise, it's kind of crazy to show you how things are. When you look at groups, like let's go back to our days of New Edition. You look at New Edition, you would think Ralph and Bobby Brown and Johnny Gill were the most talented. You got the Ricky Bell in there, but you turn out Michael Bivins, who didn't sing a lot, had the most musical acumen business wise.
Right.
Because he did all those groups after.
Right.
It's the same thing with TLC. Chili singing and what was the other T-Boz rapping and her raspy voice, and then
Right.
Left Eye was just rapping, but she turned out she was the most talented out of them because she
Right.
plays instruments, and all that. That I always find that interesting, that the people that in the group wise you perceive is the least talented of the group usually is the most talented, the one who put the music together.
Yeah, diverse.
Yeah, more diverse than anything else.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I like TLC, so you know.
But think about it. When you had Escape, I don't remember Candace Burris being like she might have been the best looking one out of all of them. But when I think of Escape, I think of the big girl singing.
Her system,
And
but surprisonly, yeah, she actually was the boom behind a lot of those songs they sung,
Yes. And
you know, especially like Who Can I Run To, Do You Want To, and those some of those songs she had Lee Parce in, you know what I'm saying, besides Tiny. And I think Tiny was a very underrated vocalist.
Yeah, she could sing back then. Yeah, she could
That
sing.
girl can sing. Now I don't know what she can do now.
Yeah,
No.
she could sing. She could sing.
Yeah,
She could sing.
exactly.
And then I come then to find out as we got older, she wrote all those hit TLC had.
Never knew
Yeah, Candace, like Scrubs and all that. Candace Bears wrote all those.
Wow.
She wrote all those songs.
I did know that, Candy. Okay,
Yeah,
I did. I said it bad.
Candy wrote all those songs. So then you kind of make you kind of look at everybody a little differently. I dabbled in the music thing a little bit because like everybody else did. Like people like Missy Elliott, those people had a level of wealth and cachet going in because they wrote. Missy wrote for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston.
That publishing.
Yeah, and all that published before she even decided to try to become an artist herself. So it's just, that stuff right there is always get you. So Chad, with that being said, so okay, that was my top five. You got En Vogue, TLC, SWV, Escape, J. What did
Okay,
you,
well,
how did you have yours right?
Well, you know, I had mine as SWV,
Oh.
Destiny's Child, Escape, En Vogue. I missed one. I think I said J.
Hey, think about Destiny's Child. Did they? None of them wrote anything, did they?
That I don't know. I really
Now,
don't, but
they did the other girls, they got cut before the second album, right? Or they did, but they ended up singing on that second album though, didn't they?
I think they did some background work. I'm not necessarily
Yeah,
sure, but
I
that's when
think
they
they
picked up
cut
Michelle.
them. Yeah, I think they cut them after the second album was almost done. Why did they cut them again?
It got something to do with them dudes from the group, with the twins in it. Jagged
Oh,
Edge.
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, because one of them supposed to be, you know, getting busy on the bus and all kind of stuff. And
Oh, and then
yeah, you
they'll
know,
mess it
it
up
wasn't
the
like that.
master plan.
Yeah, it wasn't supposedly wasn't like that, but
Yeah, I know they had a little bitterness. I know one of them kind of made a comeback a little bit as an actress. She's been in several little things. She was in that series. That was popping for a little while. I can't remember the name of the series. With
Yeah,
Lisa Ray.
to my LaToya.
Yeah, she's been acting a little bit. So she
Yeah.
made a little comeback with that. I hadn't seen much of the other one.
Right.
Hadn't seen the other one at all. I know they came out with their little duet thing for a minute. But I don't know, that didn't do much.
No, I didn't materialize.
And when you think about, it was another group I was going to mention that they got a little run, but they never did anything that got,
Oh, you know what? Let me change that. Let me change that. I just thought about something.
What's that?
I'm gonna move my number three. I'm gonna take out Destiny's Child. No, I'm not. I'm gonna move out Jade. I'm gonna move Destiny's Child number five. My number two is gonna be Jhené.
Johnny, oh, shoot, I forgot about Johnny. I didn't even think about them.
Jhené.
I didn't think about them. What was that hit again they had?
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yeah, hey, Mr. DJ, yeah. Yeah.
That whole album was slamming. They
Yeah, it
had
is.
mid-tempo grooves. They had ballads.
Yeah. We grew up in the era, Chad, that you had your fast side, your slow side.
Oh, yeah. You
You
make
had
your
to
own
do it.
mixtapes. Took you
Yeah,
5 hours to do it.
yeah. Oh yeah. And that's the thing. Everybody had their own mixtapes. Do they even do that? I need to ask my sons that. Do they even do that anymore? Even though everything digital, you still put together a group of music that, this is what I wanted. This was, for your mood. This is my slow jams tape. This is my upbeat tape. I remember in college, it was so limited. So I used to try to listen to Wildlife Society. It was that on was it Friday or Saturday night at midnight?
Oh,
When they
you talking about DJ Low now, NPR. 12, like 12 to 4. 12 to 4 on Saturdays,
Because
12 to 2 on
they used
Sundays.
to play all that Miami stuff and all that real hype stuff. And I used to try to record that. Because Chad, you can speak to this. Because when you go on road trips and you got your headphones on, you try to get yourself upbeat. You ain't gonna listen to no slow songs,
Especially not going to no stadium trying to play no football game.
Oh man, look, I can tell you, man, one time. I don't know what I was thinking about, man. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I had a girl on my mind, and I'm playing slow jams. That was the first game I played in my life. Man, I couldn't hold on to the ball to save my life. I think we played Dylan or somebody. Now, kicking a ball like the dude in Hoosiers out of bounds.
Damn.
That's what I knew then. I'm like, man, I can't listen to that shit, man. I must have listened to what was the song by Guy? Oh, I can't remember the name of it.
Goodbye, love. What's up,
Oh
dude?
no. It's one of the songs by Guy Bam. I must listen to that shit must on repeat like 50 zillion times. I guess I thought I was in love.
Somebody, I miss you.
Yeah.
No, that was Aaron Hall.
No,
He was solo.
no. That's what was the song,
I
man?
was talking about Peace of My Love.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, there you peace my love. That's peace my love. Man, and you think I remember now, we had you had the DVDs, you had to put it on repeat, and that shit was, think of how big DVD players were back then.
Yeah.
The size of the disc.
I bet they had laser discs.
Yeah, man, that's, yeah, that stuff seemed archaic now, but that was like you in the groove there.
Right.
And then I remember my freshman year when I was, my girlfriend was still at home in Louisiana. And what's the song, New Edition song? Coming Home? I was in Texas, man. I listened to that joint.
Oh, my.
The only good thing about that one was that we were still together. So, it was just, you miss your girl. So, it was my freshman year. So, it didn't really phase me that much because I wasn't starting then. I was able to get into the game and do a little something then. But I remember sitting in a hotel room. Because, back then, I don't know, a lot of people know how, football, y'all take trips over the weekend. In basketball, especially when they get close before the four-year conference start, we'll leave on a Wednesday. And you'll play maybe Thursday somewhere. Then you travel off Friday, play Saturday. Then if it's in the same region, you might play that Monday. Then you head home.
Right, I got you.
So you play two or three games. So you head home.
Right. Because
you're on the road and it's a holiday. So this is before conference start. Now, in conference time, since conference games were on Thursdays and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we play, like, Xavier, Suno, Dillard, sometimes we'll be scheduled to play Xavier on a Saturday. I mean, a Thursday, right? Well, Xavier's always on Saturday. Say we play Suno on Thursday.
Right.
So, you play Suno on Thursday. Suno, for y'all who don't know, Southern University of New Orleans. We'll play Suno on Thursday. We wouldn't come back to Jackson. We will stay Friday. We'll practice somewhere. And then we'll play Xavier on Saturday. Then we'll come back to Jackson. So you took road trips, you were going for a period.
Right.
And now before conference start, I don't know if people don't understand in basketball terms, you have to have those money games. You go get your head kicked, because we play Jack State every year. Jack State gave us a check and we got beat. So, I know, I bumped into Strip, Lafayette Strip, the Valley coach, when they lost to Illinois with Kendall Gill and Battle and all them guys. And we was at IHOP. And he only called me by my last name, Powell. Like, pow, what's going on? Like, hey, coach. I said, man, y'all took a rough one up there in Illinois, and they lost by like 40 points. He said, man, when you put them games on the schedule, you guarantee two things. He said, the ass kicking and the check. He said, you saw the ass kicking, and he reached in his pocket. He must have just got back. He kind of like hit me in the head with like an envelope. He said, here goes the check.
I heard that.
Ass kicking in the check. We got to think of Illinois when they played Valley, they were ranked like third in the country.
Yeah, I remember the Illinois team with Kendall Gill on there.
But for those who don't know, you got to take those games, man. Those games. I never forget one year I was talking to grandma coach that day. They were playing in that Honolulu tournament on the holiday.
What's up, boy?
They made their entire basketball budget by going and playing that tournament. That's how much money they got for going to play in that tournament.
Mm-mm.
So when you hear those, you think it's unfair. First of all, you play in a small school, you never forget the chance to play in that atmosphere.
Right.
So that's one big up you get. But those games are necessary. I hate that. I hear black talk about getting rid of those games. Basketball is different. How do you feel about this? I don't want to get off the subject, but I want to hear your take on it. How do you guys feel about that? Because football, there's an injury issue there.
Yeah, it is an injury issue there, but at the same time, I wouldn't schedule them. I would do like alternative years in scheduling them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's good for the kids to have that experience.
To play,
you know, I think it'd be very good to have that, experience for those kids. And I wouldn't necessarily say take that away. I wouldn't play no game like that in the middle of my season like some folks have done. That'd be my first two games. You know, my first two or three games, or 9 times out of 10, my first two games and play them. Because, you know, it's good to have that experience.
Did y'all play a lot of Power Five when you were playing football at
No.
Jackson?
Nah. Because, matter of fact, even when I was there, we didn't even play like the Stephen F. Austins. No, we didn't play none of them.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Cause see, but y'all were elite. Let's compare. See, man, y'all were elite, so y'all didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
You
see,
know
in the
that?
80s, they played them.
Yeah. But those weren't money games back then. Y'all playing at the same level.
Well, exactly. They weren't. The only money, our money games back then were classics. Like Southern Heritage Classic was a money game, but it really wasn't. Capital City Classic was a money game, but it really wasn't. So.
You know, I know Alcorn like to have that game on campus, but man, you know how much money they could be gobbling up having that game in Jack going back to the Capital City Classic, having that game in Jackson every year. Just
Right.
like no different from how now here's a so and I let close this. And I know I jumped off the subject, but when I hear you tell me the old football stories, I always find that intriguing. From what I know, without looking into the Tennessee Classic, I don't think you had to get rid of it, but I think you should have did it home and home.
I agree with that.
Because when I found out how much money that the school was losing money going to play that game, I was like, oh, you can't do that.
Well, that's only because of the relationship that Jackson State and Tennessee State had. Understand that Coach John Merritt left Jackson State and went to Tennessee State. You know what I'm saying? So, Jackson State and Tennessee State has a grand relationship. And I think people use that, and people have profited.
Right. Because, I mean, for this, there's no way, as big as that classic is, Jackson State as a school should lose money. You know, because, you know, one of the requirements, when I looked into it, like, one reason they got out of the game was because, you know, part of that contract is Jack State got to bring their band.
Right.
So the school got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you talking about band got to stay overnight? Football players, y'all stayed overnight for that game, didn't you?
Not in Memphis, we did.
Oh, you didn't?
We came back the same night. They started doing that years later on, after us. After we ate that chicken out of the game, we loaded that bus, came back to Jackson.
See y'all had chicken out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We left by 12 o'clock. Y'all going upstairs, get your stuff together. Let's go.
When did y'all go up there? Like Friday?
Yeah, Friday morning. By we leave. We'll leave. If it's close like that, we'll normally leave the day of, or the day before. The only games, and we'll leave like at 5 in the morning. Checking the hotel about 9, 8, 9, 10, depends on what's prepared. Then go, lay down, get ready, get up, go get tape for
Yeah, a
practice.
game like that, y'all on travel day of, right?
No,
Because
no.
it take a while for your body to get off from sitting in that van or truck, I mean, a bus all the time.
If it's 8 hours, we'll leave Thursday night by 12.
That's
Yeah. So like going to family, we leave by 12 o'clock. But Southern Heritage Classic, leave by 5 o'clock Friday morning. Then out of the game by 12. By 12, 12:30, something like that.
You
That
head
night.
back.
Down 55 we come.
Back in Jackson
Got.
about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yep, you know
Been there, pulling into school that late. With that being said, Chad, go ahead, give me your top five one more time before we get out of here. Top five R&B female groups of the 90s.
Okay.
Chad Juice, what you got?
Okay. Okay, I got SWV.
SWV.
I got Janae.
Janae.
I got X-Gate.
Escape.
I got Dave, and I'm missing one.
In Vogue. I think he was in Vogue.
Yeah, In Vogue. And I put In Vogue with number five.
All right. So my top five R&B groups of the 90s is In Vogue, TLC, SWV, Escape, and Jay. Jay. That's my top five. Y'all
I
get in
can
the
dig
comment
it.
section. Let me know what y'all think. Top five female groups of the 90s. There are a lot of, you know, the 90s was the era of female groups. There was a ton of them out there. And here's, all of them had a hit. All of them had a hit or a song that was bopping.
Yeah.
There, all of them had that. But when we separated them from the ones that had longevity, the ones that had a little staying power, stuff like that. You know?
Right.
Y'all get a comment section. Let us know what your top five R&B female groups of the 90s were.
Yeah, y'all do that for me.
Yeah. With that being said, Chad, I don't have anything else. We'll go ahead and finish smoking this last call. The cigar, the VIP cigar of the week, last call. Most of the members came and got theirs Wednesday. I'll make sure I take care and get yours when we get out of here, Chad.
I so appreciate it. Y'all remember, we're here Friday night. Make a pull up on us. If you want to come talk with us, let us know. We're sending a link. We'll do it on Zoom. Do it from anywhere. Like I said, man, you might come by yourself. When you leave out of here, you're going to leave as a friend.
There you go. That being said, good brothers.
Cheers. Out.